This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now let's say good afternoon to our man Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. Ross Tucker, we are here. Divisional round of the playoffs, my man. And these games, listen, I think all of them are intriguing, right? I mean, you start looking at them, and it's not like last week where you went, okay, that might be a dud. I'm not sure about that one. I think all of these are going to be really good games Saturday and Sunday.
Man, I hope so. You know, I was really disappointed by last weekend because even the ones I thought would be good games, most of them weren't. I mean, if you think about it, right, I mean, the Patriots were getting 3.5 points. That's supposed to be a competitive game.
Right.
And they got annihilated. I thought the Eagles would put forth a much better effort than they did. That was disappointing. And then Monday night, I was on the sideline, guys, and the Cardinals, I think the Cardinals were the most disappointing team of the bunch. Mm. Like, what was that? They were 3.5 point underdogs. They're on the road against a divisional opponent. They look like they didn't even believe they had any chance to win the game. They might have looked – Kyler Murray was probably the worst quarterback of the weekend, which says something about something.
It's a good point. I mean, just making mistakes. We said it all day. Just making mistakes you can't make, Ross. I mean, take the safety, but to sit there and try to do like an Archie Manning, whoop, you know, you just can't do the underhand thing there. That was – and then now the game's out of reach because it's three scores.
Well, and it was just that's why I get back to I hope it's a great weekend of football because nobody likes those blowouts like that. And the other thing is the Cardinals, they got beat up front, both sides of the ball. I really was expecting more from them. I mean, look, maybe I'm bitter because I took the Patriots and the Cardinals with the points. I thought those games were like toss-up games. I thought they were going to be good toss-up games. And, wow, I mean – I think the Patriots kind of ran into a buzzsaw with the Bills, but the Cardinals, I don't have as good of an explanation for it. It just felt like the moment was too big for them, and I felt the same way about Philadelphia and Tampa. I actually thought the Eagles were going to have a good game plan, but they were sort of outclassed by the Bucs on both sides of the ball. Thankfully, honestly, none of the games would have been that great unless Jimmy G started to do what Jimmy G does and let the Cowboys come back in the game.
Yeah, he didn't, and Mike McCarthy's gotten a lot of blame for clock management and play calling, etc. But the 49ers move on. It's Ross Tucker talking to us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And let's talk about that 49ers-Packers game because Jimmy G now, we know he won't be 100%. You know, the finger, whatever's bothering him. Listen, you got to go play. But do you think that he can be as good as he was last week? He had the one mistake, but it really didn't cost him the game. It, you know, got Cowboys back into the game, but it didn't cost him the game. I don't think Aaron Rodgers makes those mistakes is why I like the Packers.
Totally agree, Carl. First of all, let me ask you this. Has Jimmy G ever been 100%? Has there ever been a game? Has there ever been a game where we aren't talking before the game about a Jimmy G injury? And by the way, let me just say, some of these other guys are injured. You just never hear about it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Some of these other quarterbacks, they've got things going on. Almost every year, Brady's got something going on. He doesn't tell a soul. Nobody. I mean, it seems like some of these guys want everybody to know about their injury. I'm not quite sure. what he's really saying in those situations, you know, why he thinks right. he needs to do that. I do love the matchup for the Niners against the Packers. If you go back and look at their playoff game a couple years ago, I mean, the NFC Championship game, guys, 2019, I was on the sideline for that. They ran right through those dudes. I mean, they ran them over. And even this year, in the regular season, the Niners could have won. So I don't think the Packers are real happy that this is who they're playing. Mm-hmm. The problem is, I guess, two things. Number one, I just think Jimmy G will make the critical error late if it is close, and Aaron Rodgers won't because he never does. But also, I just feel like the Niners are running out of steam, guys. I mean, everything they had to do to come back against the Rams and find a way to win that game, and then to then have to battle to the very end against the Cowboys. Fred Warner, who's an incredible linebacker, his ankle's messed up. It looks like they'll get Bosa back, but it just, you know, look, I'll be so impressed if on a short week, with everything the Niners have had to go through the last couple weeks, they're able to go to Green Bay and win that game. Mm-hmm. To me, that would be like an unbelievably bad loss and bad look for the Packers.
It is our man Ross Tucker here on the WadeFord.com hotline, NFL vet, and now does gambling, handicapping, and basically games all over the country. Ross, just real quick, I know we just mentioned the Cowboys getting beat, but we talked about it at the end of the show yesterday. What do you make of Mike McCarthy saying, my guys looked a bit nervous before the game? I know he tried to walk it back, but it sounds like he's throwing his team under the bus.
No, Mike McCarthy, he has gone to the Joe Judge school of talking yourself out of having a job. It's unbelievable. I mean, what is he talking about? So, first of all, after the game, he complained about the refs, and so did Dak. Mike McCarthy said, I thought they'd let us play a little bit more. Hey, Mike, what call are you talking about? When Randy Gregory just tackled the old lineman for no reason, when Odighizuwa pulled down Alex Mack for a defensive holding, when Gallimore had the illegal hand, like, there wasn't any of the calls against the Cowboys that I remember thinking that's a bogus call. They were all legit. The rest of them were all pre-snap, where what? You could see the guy move before the play. And so to me, you know, I think in large part, and this is interesting, something for you guys to talk about sometime. I think for the most part, the older I get, the more I realize that these teams are a function of ownership and the culture that the owners set. And in Dallas, there's just a lack of responsibility and accountability. You know, they want to blame the refs after that game and the way they played. And then McCarthy's going to say, we practice that play all the time, the quarterback draw. Really? We practice that play all the time. Watch the play again. Noah Brown's just like standing around. You know, they don't know to hand the ball to the umpire who needs to touch it. I mean, honestly, it makes me feel worse about them that he said they practice it every week. How are you practicing it? I mean, it's just – I feel like the Cowboys are the same story every year, over and over and over again.
25 years. It's been the same story. That's what's so crazy. Bills and Josh Allen, they were perfect. He was great in the wild card weekend. But so was Patrick Mahomes. And, you know, the blowout of the Patriots and then the blowout of the Steelers. Okay, so I'm looking at this game, and I'm leaning Chiefs just because of that explosion offensively. They're so tough to keep up with. But if anybody can, I'm thinking the Bills can, right? Can the Bills keep pace with the Chiefs?
So here's what I would say. I think they absolutely can. I think they absolutely can keep up with the Chiefs. Their offense, I mean, Josh Allen, and Greg Cosell said this on the Ross Tucker football podcast today. He said that Josh Allen's the most physically gifted quarterback in the NFL. I totally agree. I mean, honestly, I think the Bills right now are probably the better team, but, you know, playing in Kansas City's rough. I guess I feel like if this game was in Buffalo, that they would absolutely be the favorite. And I feel good about the Bills winning the game. Whether or not they can get it done in Kansas City is a little bit different. I mean, that's a tough place to play. And I think it's tough to beat the same team twice, especially in their place. I think it'll be tough for the Rams to beat the Bucs the second time. The Rams might be the better team than the Bucs, but it's going to be a close game late. So you guys tell me, okay? Let's pretend your kid's 529 plans on it, and it's a late. It's a close game late in Tampa, where I'll be, by the way, calling the game for Western 1. You going with Stafford or you going with Brady?
Brady.
I mean, you tell me. Look, it'd be great if Stafford did it. I think that'd be awesome. I'd be happy for him. You know, some new blood, and I like when guys can change the reputation that they have. That would be awesome. But I'm not like predicting that to happen. I mean, that's not where I would put my kids 529. I'd put it on number 12.
Right. But I would say this, though. I mean, he doesn't move. You know what Brady does? He's going to win from the pocket. And with Jensen banged up and Wirfs, I mean, there were guys limping off the field, even though they beat the Eagles. That offensive line is really in bad shape.
Nope. It's a great point. I couldn't believe they put Wirfs back in the game. That was stunning. That was stupid. And that is the way the Rams can win, especially Von Miller, guys, has 6 sacks in his last 5 games. I mean, Von Miller has become a difference-making player for them. Took him a couple weeks, and he'll be over the right tackle, whether it's a beat-up Wirfs or even Josh Wells is not great. Speaking of that, by the way, I got to ask you guys this because I just saw it and I heard you guys talking about it. What are your thoughts on Stetson Bennett coming back? I kind of thought he would ride off into the sunset. And, I mean, you can't have a better finish than that. I thought he'd just start to, like, I don't know, sell insurance to everybody in the whole state of Georgia.
That's what we said. I'll jump in.
I'm surprised you're doing this because, you know, I guess I get it, but you can really only go down from here, you know? He could have had the ultimate walk-off.
But we just like the idea. First off, Kirby wants to go with – Kirby is so conservative. He'd rather win with a Greg McElroy, A.J. McCarron type than a Heisman winner. That's why I just think it fits. Fans aren't going to like it, Ross, but I think it works because he's got the experience and he can make all the throws.
Well, here's what I would say. He should be a leading MVP candidate – I mean, a Heisman candidate next year. I actually thought he should have gotten a little bit more love for that this year. There's been other guys. Think about, like, some of these guys over the years – that maybe they didn't put up huge numbers, but they were the quarterback on the best team and they put up good numbers. I thought, I'm not saying he should have won it, but I did think that Stetson should have at least been in the conversation a little bit.
Ross Tucker, our guest, guys, talking football and all things NFL. So you were at the Tampa Bay game this weekend, calling in for Westwood 1. And by the way, you do a great job on those calls. We've heard you all throughout the year at the college games and now, you know, late in the year with the NFL. So who's moving on before we let you go? Who are the teams you have advancing to the championship round?
Yeah, Tennessee and Green Bay. I just think the teams they're playing are too beat up and running out of steam. So I like the number one seeds on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, I'm going to go Tampa. But I think the Sunday games are incredible. I'll go Tampa, but it's a true toss-up to me. And, oh, man, I don't know. My heart says Buffalo Bills. It was my favorite team that I played for. But I don't know. It's hard to imagine them going back in Arrowhead and winning again. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to predict the Chiefs. That way I'm either right or I'm happy.
I hear you. Hey, nothing wrong with that, Ross. Great job as always, man. We appreciate you coming on. Ross Tucker, NFL Insider, Odyssey Insider, guys. And make sure that you check out Driveway.com. Insider calls brought to you by Driveway.com. Head to Driveway.com today to shop for more than 25,000 new and used cars in Driveway's nationwide inventory. Have a great call, Ross. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Absolutely. Take care, guys. See ya.
All right, buddy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.